The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I beat you to it.
You did. You beat me to it.
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you. We have with us for the second week in a row, Joe, the pro handyman. We have Joe and Terry Cesarini, owners. How are you today?
We're doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Thanks. Yes, we're doing really well. Thank you. We're happy to be here.
And we're delighted that you're here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have an exceptional real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you could give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at the Moore Corners. We get a live view. We get thousands of hits a month on that camera.
It's just so exciting.
It is. I mean, it's just cars going back and forth and everything.
Who do you know that would be the perfect guest for the Real Estate Roundtable? Please reach out to us. We're always looking for good guests with wonderful information to share with our listeners. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature this radio show on. And don't forget about social media. Check us out there. Okay. Joe, the pro handyman. A little bit about you, please. Where you go, what you do every day.
Yeah, we cover mainly Lackawanna County. We do touch on Monroe, Luzerne, a little bit of Wayne County. We do everything from hanging a picture to putting a deck on, kitchens, bathrooms, flooring.
Electrical, minor electrical, some plumbing.
Yep. There's not much we turn away, but when we get to that point, I do work with other contractors and we pass it off because we know they're in good hands.
Yeah, so you're not building the house yet?
Not yet.
Not from the ground up. But Correct. You never say never, right?
Correct. You do a little light HVAC stuff too, right?
Like a little bit. Yep.
Filters and things like that.
Maintenance
Making sure
items.
Everything's good.
Absolutely.
Some gutters maybe.
Yeah, gutter cleaning.
Okay.
Gutter guards. That type stuff.
Good.
I'm going to call you when I got the stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah, well, we always need
And then when Jackie gets home, say, it's done.
Mm-hmm. What a great job,
yeah,
honey.
I'll say, I work so hard.
All right, let's focus on, we had a great show last week. Let's focus this week's show on, the first half, please, on investing wisely in upgrades. A lot of times people call us and they're not sure if they're going to sell. And if they do sell, what should they focus on in terms of freshening up and doing an update or upgrade? And maybe down the road, if they're going to sell, what they should focus on in the next few years, that sort of thing. Let's talk about that, please.
Yeah, I mean, the most inexpensive upgrade you could do immediately is paint.
Right.
Spackle the walls, clean them up. That aesthetically, that's pretty simple. As far as resale values, when people ask me, you should really focus on the kitchens and bathrooms. I believe many home buyers, that's what they're looking at. They can overlook smaller closets and different things, but if you can blow them away with your kitchen and your bath, I think you find reaching your price point more attainable as a when you're trying to sell the property. And that's the biggest bang for your buck is the kitchen and bath area, in my opinion.
Right. So full remodels or updates? What do you think you should do?
I think if you can update, you should update. But, I mean, sometimes the older homes, sometimes you got to take it down to the studs and start over. Mm-hmm. But the newer houses from, like, the 70-ish area, yeah, you can do a remodel. But, a lot of those older ones, you're better off taking it down and starting over and painting a new picture.
Well, I was looking at some pictures of a listing that we have, and it was from 40 years ago or whatever. And I says, all of this really needs, because it had some funky color stuff. All it really needs is it was a half bath that just needed a vanity and a toilet.
Yep.
And a paint job.
Yep.
And it would have looked like a completely, completely different half bath.
Right.
You know, and that's not a huge investment.
No, I mean, absolutely not.
That's something you can do quickly.
Quickly, yeah. Yeah, something like a half bath, you could probably, you know, as long as you don't run into any real issues, you get out done in a few days there.
Oh, but remember, nothing is easy.
Correct.
Well, you know, see, when people walk through, any of the younger buyers, they want turnkey, most of them.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when they see that bathroom in the condition you just said, Pat, and it needs some work, they're deducting off that price more than it would take to actually freshen it up.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's cha-ching, cha-ching as they walk through the house. So as a seller can eliminate the cha-ching, cha-ching moments, they're going to benefit on the price.
Absolutely. And the one thing you see a lot of is granite countertops now.
Mm.
More of the younger buyers, they want the granite.
Yes.
They don't want the Formica. They look at the Formica like it's from the 40s. And it is, don't get me wrong, but it still has a purpose. But a lot of the, like I said, a lot of the younger buyers, they want granite, or they think it's just, you know, like you said, cha-ching, I got to put it in, and they don't want to be bothered with it.
Mm-hmm. And if it's an easy enough update, they'll take it on. But if it seems to be over their head, they don't want to deal with it.
Yes.
All right. So eliminating that is your advice. So updating kitchens and bathrooms, smart, not flashy.
Right, and sometimes, depending on the cabinets, the condition of the cabinets, you can get away with painting the cabinets. I mean, we bought a vacation property out of state, and we didn't replace the cabinets, but we did paint them, and it's been 3 years now, and the paint's holding up perfectly. They're not chipped. I mean, the preparation, it all goes into the preparation.
Prep. When you're painting, prep is everything.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
So when you prep it, you got to... What do you use? I'm sure you use special cleaners and rough it up a little.
Yep, exactly. Rough it up, and then you got to put the right primer coat on. You got to let it dry, you know, for the right amount of time, and then, you know, put a couple coats, you're finished. And then you should be good. And like I said, when we did ours, we were just there a week ago. They're still in great condition.
And you saved $10,000.
Yeah, we put new, she picked out, my wife picked out new knobs, and we painted it. It was great.
Right. And it gave it a new look, and it's nice. It's beautiful. And it's lasting, which is important, because when you do something like that, you don't want to have to continue to replace and refresh. And
yes.
Right. Time is money. All right. So you just talked about, you've actually in the past have flipped homes, correct?
Yes.
And is this the emphasis? Was this the type of work you did? Did you emphasize on the kitchen and baths?
Absolutely, yeah. We had bought a home up in the Mount Cobb area that I really loved the house, and it had a pond. And when we redid it, we focused on the kitchens and baths, and we kept it simple in the rest of the rooms. We updated all the rooms, but we tried to go a little bit more, put an extra bathroom in for the people, and it really seemed to pay off.
All right. And then someone else that just went to sell their house, they had a kitchen that wasn't in such great condition. You went in, you updated the kitchen.
Updated the kitchen. Yeah, we did the walls needed some attention with spackling. We did that. Needed new flooring, so we did the new flooring. They were looking to sell the house. Ran into some health issues. They were going to sell it as is, so they were weighing out, do we want to repair it or do we want to just unload it? The market they were in, it made sense to do the repairs. And we just heard 2 days ago that they got an offer for the full asking price.
And so, had you not done that, it would have been a completely different price point.
Absolutely. They may have been lucky to break even on what was owed on the property.
Wow.
It was probably at least a $200,000 swing. And I don't think, I think the upgrades were maybe $10,000 to $15,000 we had into it.
Yeah, so it paid off.
Yes.
Handsomely. All right. Do you do insulation work?
Insulation?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to gut a kitchen or a room or something, yes, I will insulate it. Yes.
All right. And how about replacing old flooring? Do you think that's something people should focus on?
Yeah.
Especially if it's worn out rug or a color that's maybe not in.
Yeah. You know, you want to strip it down, make sure the subfloor is in good condition. A lot of people are going with the laminated flooring. The hardwood flooring is what I have in my home, and we have, and that's, you know, that I don't think you can miss with that. And then you still have the carpeting for the bedrooms and that. Some people like the warmth for the time of the seasons around here.
Right. Believe it or not, there's still a lot of homes out there, older homes, and we run across it all the time, and it does affect how the buyer views the house when the bathroom, main bathroom, only has a tub. It does not have a shower. And if you have just a shower and no tub, that affects some people too, especially with little kids or babies, because they want a tub. So is it worth converting a tub that just doesn't have a shower into a tub with a shower? You feel that's something that's going to help people on a resale?
I do, but I do notice the trend, though. It seems a lot of people are taking the tub out.
Yeah.
And just putting the walk-in shower in.
But I feel like they need to really think about that, especially if they're going to sell.
Yes, yeah. I know my daughter has a place, and she rents, and she doesn't have a tub. She just has walk-in showers, and she's looking to move, and that's a prerequisite for her now. She realized the value of what that tub is, and, you know, it just...
We have a story about when Patrick was a little boy, and he always took his baths in a bathtub until we went away.
Yes, exactly. We have a jacuzzi tub, and he's a little boy, and he'd be in a big tub, and he had the little handle and spray himself, and he was great. So we went to St. Martin, and we stayed in a beautiful place right on the water, except didn't have a tub. It had this huge walk-in tile shower. Mm-hmm. So he was in there, and he didn't want a bath. So he's like 5-6 years old. So I go in, and I'm showing him the shower, and he was reluctant. By the end of the day, he was like, I couldn't get him out of the shower.
And from that point on, he took showers.
I couldn't get him out.
But while they were in the shower, you'd swear somebody was murdering him the way he was screaming.
I was pulling his teeth out with a pair of pliers. And then he was like, oh, it's not bad.
Right. But you're right. It's important for little kids and especially babies to have a tub in, and it's worth not removing it. But a lot of people do. Okay. Do you have any advice for anybody that has, there's a lot of older homes out there with squeaky floors. Is there any way to fix that? Steps, floors, what do you do?
I mean, the steps, if you can access them from underneath, you can reinforce them. I don't think you're going to get rid of all the squeaks from an older house, but there are certain upgrades and repairs you can do, whether it be reinforcing the floor joist and tying them together, you can get rid of some squeaks. And the same thing with the stairs. There certainly are options.
I think that's something that I would ignore. It would never bother me, a squeak of a floor, but some people, it bothers them.
It's my alarm system. You can't sneak up on me.
The time Patrick comes home.
They're not going to come and kill me. Yeah. I can hear them coming.
Yeah, right.
No monthly monitoring fee for that.
I think we talked about this last week. What's the best bang for the buck on the exterior upgrade other than painting the front door?
I know.
What?
Garage doors.
Yeah, that's a good one. What if you don't have a garage?
Well, then you should get one.
Not as easy.
Everyone should have a garage.
Yeah, that's your opinion. Not everybody wants a garage. I know somebody that's eliminating a garage. Uh-huh. In our neighborhood, and for a pool house. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I know.
They don't knock it down, they can.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a conversion or a knockdown. Okay, so what's the best bang for your buck on the exterior?
Well,
a
lot of people with the pandemic, they spent more time at home. So,
right.
You know, a lot of them went a little crazy with decking, patios.
Yeah.
I know ourselves. We
did too.
We put in an outdoor kitchen area.
Nice.
With running water, and we built in the grill
that.
Because
do you use it?
We do. Huh. Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. We get a lot of use out of it. We put a.
So you're happy with it?
Oh, I am so happy with it. It changed our backyard. We have a very large backyard, and it has. I can't even explain what a difference. It's a gazebo. The lighting. We have a hot tub. The concrete kitchen, we have the grill,
So you spend a lot of time out there.
We do. We do.
Right. Weather love, permitting.
Of course.
Right.
Yes. And yeah. he failed to mention, he minimizes the work that he does, but he also did a handmade pond.
Oh.
So our backyard is pretty beautiful.
All right. Get in touch with nature. Yes. I'm sure it's peaceful.
Do you have the ducks like Tony Soprano? Or is it?
Next year.
We have koi fish.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we were away at the Jersey Shore a couple months ago. We came out one morning. It was a little cooler and it was rainy. And there in the pool below our room were ducks floating around.
Yeah, I thought of the Sopranos. I said, I'm in Jersey and there's ducks in the pool. I started looking around for Paulie Walnut. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, that's great. And I think lighting always goes a long way too in terms of curb appeal. If people do some extra lighting, maybe a lamp or sconces, you know.
I hate walking down a block
and it's dark.
And it's dark and you can't see anything. You walk by my house, you know you're by my house. I have the hi-hats, I have the covered front porch, I have the hi-hats in there. And the switch, they're on a timer. So every night they go on and in the morning they go off. And they're LEDs, they don't use much electricity. But it really makes the house beautiful. And for security also. It kind of deters the people sneaking around in the bushes. So
yeah, a lot of people going in that direction with the lights in the ceiling. And the LED is the way to go with that. It's relatively pennies on a dollar to run an LED light versus the old incandescent bulbs and that. Then that's also a good way for a homeowner to save themselves money. You know, and there's rebates out there with your electric companies if you do, you know, make that decision to switch everything over to LED.
And to put it on a timer, it's literally, it's just a switch.
It's just come so far.
It's just, I remember it used to have to be a box on the wall and you had to turn the clock. It's literally just changing a switch.
Yep.
Yeah, and not to mention it provides security and safety. You
Absolutely.
Know, somebody is not covered in the cloak of darkness, and if they're, you know, approaching our house, so they move on to the neighbors.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. But our house has is well known to light up that block of that we're on, that neighborhood, that one block area. Our borough doesn't invest in street lighting too much.
We have a street light.
Yeah, down the block.
About 500 feet away.
And it's very dim. It's the lowest wattage you could possibly put in an outdoor lamp. But so we like to light up the block. Yeah. All right. So how does someone get in touch with Joe the Pro Handyman, please?
They can call me direct to my cell at 570-772-0189 or go to our website, info@joethepro.handyman.com.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 675 Apple Tree Road in Harding for $259,000. This lovely home sits on 1 acre of land and it is move-in ready. It's got a freshly painted interior and exterior. It's got hardwood floors upstairs. It's got 1,900 feet of living space. It's got a new furnace, a new roof, and a new well pump. It also has a creek in the backyard. This would be a perfect place for a weekend getaway or a full-time residence. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 675 Apple Tree Road in Harding for $259,000, and that's listed by Kristen Bourne of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Pennsylvania is number 6 for states adding the least mortgage debt. The average U.S. household carries nearly $105,000 in mortgage debt. This is according to WalletHub. And WalletHub analyzed mortgage trends to find the states adding the most mortgage debt. They looked at quarter 3 and quarter 4 of 2024, along with its average mortgage balance and monthly payments. Pennsylvania ranked number 45 on the list of states adding the most mortgage debt. This makes the Commonwealth the state's 6th on the list for accumulating the least amount of mortgage debt. Pennsylvania was one of 23 states that saw mortgage debt decrease during the last quarter of 2024. The Commonwealth had the 10th lowest increase, in this case a decrease, in mortgage debt and the 14th lowest average monthly mortgage payment overall. Pennsylvania's mortgage debt stats for the last quarter of 2024 were a decrease of 0.42% in average mortgage debt, average mortgage debt of $180,000, and average monthly mortgage payment of just under $1,600 at $1,572. Hold on for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. Are you ready to make your next move in the world of real estate? Look no further than Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, your trusted partner in buying and selling homes. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will ensure you get the best possible price in today's competitive market. And if you're in the market to buy your dream home, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will help you find the perfect place to call your own.
Congratulations.
We've adopted the popular saying, an educated consumer is our best customer. That's why since 2010, we've hosted the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker. Visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com or call 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, where dreams find their address. It's time to dive back into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, Phil Realtor.
And we're back.
We're back with Joe, the pro handyman. Joe and Terry Cesarini are with us today, owners of Joe, the pro handyman, right?
Yes.
So we're having a great conversation with you, and I wanted to talk about this CNBC article I recently I came across my computer monitor. I have to agree with it. It says that there's a lot of first-time homebuyers that confuse a flimsy flip for a high-quality renovation. And in the first half of the show, we were talking about how important bathrooms and kitchen upgrades are for people that are looking to sell. That's not a flimsy flip. But there are people that go out there that buy properties and foreclosures or, you know, properties that need a quick sale, whether it be a bankruptcy situation, a tax sale, so on and so forth. They put a couple thousand dollars into it and then, you know, ask an astronomical price, but they know what to focus on and it could be flimsy work. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah, a lot of the flips you see now, a lot of the cabinets, it's a lot of the lower end cabinets. It looks nice because it's brand new, but for a homeowner, if they're going to be in the home, let's say 10 years, it's not going to last. It's not going to be there and to absorb the wear and tear of children opening and closing the doors and all that stuff. It's going to fail.
Yeah. So I would tell people out there looking at these types of homes, pay close attention to the kitchen and bathrooms. And those rooms tend to, you know, expose the truth, you know, open those cabinets and such and look for outlets that are GFCI protected, maybe.
Yes.
If they're not, a quick paint job, if it's a sloppy paint job, if it runs down the wall or it's hitting the trim, you got to look at that somebody just went in there quickly, got in, got out. And a lot of times that's what they do. They focus on the paint, new appliances, and light. And then call it a day.
Yes. Yeah, and then they put the laminated flooring in. But you can pick up on a quality flip versus a not-so-great quality flip. When you look at the kitchen cabinets, sometimes there's, like, cabinets, like, out in the middle of left field just hanging there. Or like, there's not... The stove is kind of by itself. That's something that was done relatively quick. You know, they didn't really get a kitchen floor plan and design or anything. It's just... You know, they had cabinets they were trying to use, and they put them in spots just to, okay, well, here's a new cabinet here. We'll put it up there, and that's that.
Well, we have a neighbor in the next block over that hired supposedly a contractor who did work cabinetry in one of their rooms. It wasn't a kitchen. I think it was like a wall something in a family room or attached great room or something. And the whole unit, it was screwed to the wall, but it came down.
Wow.
Yeah,
yes. That's unfortunate. We know of another person who bought a flip like 10, 15 years ago, and it was lipstick on a pig.
Yes.
You know, it looked real good, and now they're trying to sell it, and the floor's falling apart, and the cabinets are falling apart, and they're taking a beating.
Yeah.
You know, and every time, and when the inspector comes in, The inspector just shakes at his head and goes, because it's a really old building. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You could tell by just the pictures, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can go online and see pictures online. You can tell.
Yeah, our daughter's trying to get us to move over closer to her with the grandkids, and she'll keep sending us houses like, here's one. And she had sent one yesterday of something that went on the market. And I knew the house from before it was a flip.
Yeah.
And I see what it is now, and it's exactly what I said to my wife. I said, that house is, it's just lipstick on a pig. They did the bare minimum. They put, like, siding on the front part of the house, painted the rest of the house this awful color, and, you know, it still needs a roof, it still needs windows, and, you know, but it's, yeah, you can pick them up pretty quick.
I have a new saying for you, other than lipstick on a pig. That might be worn out.
Okay.
I'm not going to finish the sentence, nor are you, because we're on the air. Glitter on a rat's
nose.
But you got it? Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So that'll be your new say. Okay. Right.
You're getting a call from the FCC about that one, young lady.
Did I offend the rats out there today? Try not to do that. What are the 5 tools, according to Joe the Pro Handyman? 5 tools. Pick them. That every homeowner should have on hand?
5 tools. That's a great question. I would say a hammer.
Right.
Adjustable pliers.
Okay.
Set of screwdrivers.
Uh-huh. A set, not just one?
A small set.
Okay.
A level.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, the best tool anyone can have is a roll of duct tape.
Duct tape. I like that one.
Yeah.
I was going to say a shop vac.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
What we had last week. You know,
but is that a tool? That's equipment.
It's a tool.
Oh, okay. It's
better than a broom.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, much better than a broom. Okay. So.
Duct tape fixes everything.
Absolutely.
I love duct tape.
All right. We're almost out of time, but another quick question. Sometimes we go through properties, they have hollow core doors, and for one reason or another, it might have a hole in it. Someone got mad, or, you know, kids fighting, whatever. A ball went through it. Could it be repaired, or is it just easier just to replace the door?
Depending on the size of the hole, it can be repaired. If it's a large hole, it's just replace the door.
Just replace it, yeah. And when you repair it, could you tell?
More times than not, you can, yes.
Yeah, okay, that would bother me.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have those types of doors, nor do we have any holes in them, but okay, but you could repair it.
Yes.
Quick fix.
Yes.
All right. Anything else you want to share?
No, I just, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm thankful for my wife being with me here today, and she's been a
great partner.
Great support for me, and, you know, we appreciate the people calling us. We started not long ago, full force, and, you know,
you're taking off.
Knock on wood, the phone's ringing and the emails are coming in, so we're fortunate, and I just like to thank everyone for that.
All right, so how does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can reach me at my cell at 570-772-0189, or our website is info@joethepro.com, and if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a quick intake form there. You know, it sends me a message immediately, and I'll get back in touch with you what you're looking to do.
Okay, so Joe, you do the work.
Yes.
Terry, you're the office. You schedule. You do all the accounting and things like that. You tell Joe every day where he's going to go, right?
Yes, absolutely. I keep him busy, but not, you know, just enough so that he has time to take a good look at everything and.
Do good work,
absolutely, which he does, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. I thank you, too, for your time today. What I'd like to mention about your website is it has a gallery of pictures of the work that you've done, and I was impressed by those, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
For coming out with us and having 2 weeks of great content to share with our listeners. Pat?
Yes, we have the perfect starter home or an investment property. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 1007 Remington Avenue in Scranton for only $150,000. This home is full of potential. It's a 1,300-square-foot home that is currently tenant-occupied. It's very close to downtown Scranton. It has low taxes of only $1,600 a year, and it is waiting for a new owner. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 1007 Remington Avenue in Scranton for $150,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker.